walking?
Well, walking and bicycling as a means of transport have been identified as relevant modes of physical activity as they can be involved in the daily routines of people. Numerous studies show that people who walk or bike regularly have important health benefits, including a less risk of non-communicable diseases. In addition, if promotion of active transportation is accompanied with comprehensive social and urban interventions, may have positive impacts in the quality of air traffic accidents and noise pollution, among others. This slide shows the prevalence of walking and bicycling as a means of transport reported by the National Nutrition Survey 2010 in Colombia in adults aged 18 to 64 years. We can see that the prevalence of having walked at least 150 minutes in the last 7 days was 3.8% at national level, with the highest prevalence in the south region of Cauca. This is the highest column. With a prevalence of 4.5% in Bogota, which is the capital of Colombia. These are very high prevalence of walking for transport in comparison with those reported in several developed countries. On the other hand, the prevalence of having biked for transport at least 150 minutes had a national prevalence of 5.6%, with the highest value in the Valle region, which has an extensive flat terrains with sugarcane farms. I will share with you some preliminary thoughts about the possible contextual factors that explain active transportation in Colombian cities mainly and its capital, Bogota. Based on the experience of Curitiba, Brazil, several Colombian cities, as other Latin American ones, have implemented bus rapid transit systems, BRTs, which are characterized for operating in specially constructed lanes, allowing these buses freedom from traffic congestion. BRTs stations are around 500 meters, causing users to walk more in order to access the system. Despite these advances, the public transportation continues to have important deficiencies, and it is evident that the BRTs have not resolved yet the mobility in cities such as Bogotá. This slide shows the results of a multi-level logistic regression model of having walked at least 150 minutes in the last week. And after adjusting for coverage, the model shows that those neighborhoods with the second and third tile of connectivity, with the highest connectivity, were positively associated with walking. And it's very similar with respect to the results found in American cities. The participants who resided in neighborhoods with existence of Transmilenio, the BRT stations, were more likely to walk. This last finding is according with the majority of studies conducted in the area, which have consistently found higher walking levels in those who use public transportation. Several Latin American cities, such as Bogotá and Santiago de Chile, have undertaken efforts of building bike paths connecting major destinations. Specifically in Bogotá, there is a network of approximately 340 kilometers of bicycle paths, which was conceived during the years 1998 to 2001. However, these efforts, bicycle use in Bogotá appears to be increasing modestly. In 1995%, only 0.8% of people used the bicycle regularly previous to the building of bike paths. This percentage increased to 2% in 1999 and picked up at 3.2% in 2003. There is no doubt that the city administrations, mainly those elected in the period 1995-2003, carried out important initiatives to make Bogotá more livable. But we shouldn't forget the social context of Latin American cities. Currently, Colombia has one of the highest Gini index in the world, and 44% of its population is poor. Bogotá, with a population of 7.5 million inhabitants, is one of the most compact cities in Latin America. It's the other extreme with respect to the sprawling. There are overcrowding. And only the 2.3% of residential area may be classified as a sprawling suburb. Contrary to what has happened in higher income countries, the urban development of the majority of Latin American cities, such as Bogota, has been characterized by its informality and a lack of urban planning. This very complex process of population growth has been so rapid that there has not been sufficient time and economic resources to plan and build appropriate urban infrastructure. Approximately the 75% of the urban area of Bogotá has not followed the appropriate urban planning standards. And in addition, an important proportion of poor urban areas of Bogotá do not have an appropriate accessibility to public transportation. These circumstances may explain the high levels of walking for transportation in Colombia and the unexpected results found in several studies about the links between built environments and physical activity conducted in Bogotá. In a secondary analysis, we found that the 11% of Colombian adults who resided in urban areas walked 14 or more hours in the last 7 days. And this prevalence is highly concentrated in people with low socioeconomic status. Our hypothesis is that it would be likely that these persons have chosen to walk for economic reasons. This was a multi-level cross-sectional study that we conducted in 2007 among older adults. And objective built environment measures were obtained in a buffer of 500 meters around the centroids of micro-territories. I like to highlight in this model that older adults who resided in areas with the highest tertile of connectivity index were significantly less likely to walk for at least 60 minutes during the week as compared to those in the lowest tertile. This is quite different with respect to the results found in the built environment study in younger adults that I showed you previously. In order to understand these unexpected results of connectivity obtained in older adult study, it is necessary to provide an example of neighborhoods with high and low connectivity index. This slide shows the neighborhood with one of the lowest connectivity index in our study. You can observe that even with some very small cul-de-sacs, this urban context cannot be compared with the American suburb. The blocks could be relatively large to the average found in Bogotá, and this kind of urban context have been related with wider sidewalks in our city. It's very important to note that the mixed uses of land in Bogotá are very high and the variations between neighborhoods is relatively low. In contrast, in this slide we can see one of the neighborhoods with the highest connectivity index. The blocks are very small, which is correlated in Bogotá with narrow sidewalks. In addition, it is possible that high connectivity levels is linked with more intersections and pedestrian crosswalks, which could be associated with the perception of higher risk of traffic accidents among older adults, thus discouraging them from walking. Although the rates of private motor vehicle ownership in Latin American cities remain low compared with those in United States, car and motorcycle sales are rocketing in the last years. Of the special concern is the rapid growing of motorcycles in the region that has not been that has been linked with an increase in traffic accidents and their pollution. And you can see this in this slide, this trend. Unfortunately, the temptation to acquire a motorcycle in this aggressive urban context is very high, because if you live in a neighborhood with a poor accessibility to public transportation, or you spend a long time traveling in junk buses, and you see long rows of private cars trapped in traffic jams, you can identify the motorcycle as an option to save time. Our fear is that if the governments do not undertake the large and social urban transformation that need our cities and our societies, a lot of walkers and bikers will abandon their active commuting patterns. Finally, the social reality of Latin America is very complex and requires comprehensive approaches. New conceptual frameworks should be conceived in order to guide future research agendas in the region. These frameworks should recognize the complex interactions between social, cultural, and physical environments present in our realities. Thank you.